But never mind. It's not the end of the world.
True.
No, it was a joke. They've canceled Apocalypse, but it's not the end of the world. Do you get it?
Oh, dear. Now that is terrible.
You can practice saying our 8 words and expressions now. Repeat after Mike.
I'm afraid. I'm afraid I have some bad news. Serious. Don't worry, it's nothing serious. Unfortunately. It's cancelled, unfortunately. Shame. That's a shame. Regret. We regret to inform you that tonight's performance is cancelled. Understanding. Thank you for your understanding. Disappointed. I hope you're not too disappointed. Never mind. Never mind. It's not the end of the world.
I'm going to describe each of our new words and expressions. I'll say the same phrase as before, but for one of the words, I'll give only the first letter. You should listen and then say the whole phrase, including the missing word. So listen and each time say the whole phrase. We re to inform you. We regret to inform you. Don't worry, it's nothing s. Don't worry, it's nothing serious. That's a sh. That's a shame. Never m. It's not the end of the world. Never mind, it's not the end of the world. I'm a. I have some bad news. I'm afraid I have some bad news. It's cancelled, It's cancelled, unfortunately. I hope you're not too d. I hope you're not too disappointed. Now let's listen again to a very short clip from the dialogue. We're going to focus on the phrasal verb go down with. Listen.
Perhaps they've all gone down with a virus or something.
Did you hear it? They've all gone down with a virus. If you go down or come down with an illness in English, then you become ill. You can go down with a cold, go down with the flu, or go down with a virus. Now we're going to listen to another short clip from the conversation so that we can focus on some grammar.
Oh dear, I hope no one is seriously ill.